is cloudy and 74 degrees. Been kind of drizzly on and off so far this morning. There's about a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms through the day and into the night. We do expect it to be very warm and very humid today as well. A high around 90 degrees. Could feel more like 99. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Sick and disabled kids in Tennessee could lose access to life-saving health care due to a new state requirement to verify their immigration statuses and report those findings to the federal government. The Children's Special Services Program is a form of last resort public health insurance for children with life-threatening and terminal illnesses and disabilities. The Tennessee Lookout reports the program has provided support for families who have no other coverage, regardless of immigration status, for decades. As soon as this week, the Tennessee Justice Center says the state will announce a new policy requiring the public health departments to verify immigration status as a new condition for receiving benefits. It's unclear whether undocumented children will automatically lose coverage or be reported to immigration authorities. But Michelle Johnson, the executive director of TJC, says the result will be the same, the loss of access to care and almost certain death. Johnson says her organization expects to file suit over the policy when they find a family willing to join as plaintiffs, but that's a challenge. Many fear joining a lawsuit could make them a target. In Middle Tennessee, the change could affect ongoing care for about 100 sick and disabled children without legal status. That's according to the Metro Public Health Department. It's unclear what the impact could be statewide. The State Department of Health did not respond to the Lookout's questions or requests for comment. More men are using a benefit that protects their job while caring for an immediate family member. The Federal Family and Medical Leave Act, commonly called FMLA, provides eligible employees with up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave each year for caregiving for a parent, child, or spouse with a serious medical condition. Jocelyn Fry with the National Foundation of Women and Families notes that caregiving responsibilities have historically fallen to women.
If you look at the research, more and more men say, I want to be involved in my family. I want to support my mom or my parent when they're sick. And when you have a benefit like the FMLA that is gender neutral, it helps to create the expectation that this is about whoever needs to provide care and supporting them in that time of need.
But a big barrier remains, and that's pay. Fry joins our Health Q series later this hour to explain some of the ways to get paid while taking family leave. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.